Dear gracious Lord and Master, we your children come again another Lord's Day. We come with heads bowed and humble hearts approaching your mighty throne of grace. We come thanking you, Father, for caring for us and for guiding us into this new year. We pray, dear Father, that you will continue to be with us in this new year as you have in the past, and help us to do all the things that are well-pleasing and right in your sight. We come praying, dear Father, asking you to please forgive us, for we know that you've been better to us than we've been to ourselves. So we are praying that you would look down upon us, dear Father, and help us to search ourselves, and if we find anything within ourselves that shouldn't be, help us to remove it, for only we know what's within ourselves. We're also praying, dear Father, that you will continue to guide us through this world, for we know that this sin-sick world has taken a turn, and everything has turned up for the worse. But we know if we remain your children and stand firm, we know, dear Father, that if you're for us, who can be against us? We're also praying, dear Father, as we do these things, that you will help us to go into this world, find all of the lost souls that are grouping in darkness, and teach them what thus saith the Lord. For if this teaching had been, the world wouldn't be as turned upside down as it is. But we know, dear Father, that if we continue to pray in humble submission to you, that you will grant us the things that we ask for and that this world can become a better place in which to live. We also come praying, dear Father, this morning, especially for our minister and for his wife. We know, dear Father, that sickness is in their family, and we can't find another minister that can do what he has done and that's willing to do what he do. So we pray, dear Father, that you will help the backbone of his family regain her strength and come back again to us. We're also praying, dear Father, for all of those who are members of the household of faith and who are under the sign of my voice. Those who desired to be here and could not, and those who could have been here chose not to be. Waken them to a sense of their duty before it's everlasting too late. For if they don't come home, there's no way that they can be saved. We're also praying, dear Father, for that Christian that has tried to do the best he could, but somehow the world has slapped him down and he's fallen by the wayside. Help us, your brothers and sisters, to go by. Say something to him that can rekindle him, something that can raise him back up, something that will help him come back to the fold. We're also praying for all of those, dear Father, who are meeting and grouping out that darkness, who know not you in the pardons of their sins. Help us to come in contact with those souls and preach to them the word of God. So once that they hear it, they can arise and wash away their sins. We're also praying for all of those Christians, dear Father, who've just gotten tired and don't feel like they can go any further. Help us as your children to go to them, to say the things that are necessary, to quicken them in strength and in health. Help us to take them by the hand and march on to glory. We're also praying, dear Father, for all of those who need to know the truth and can't find teachers anywhere. We're asking that you will continue to send preachers and teachers into this world so that we know, even with the harvest being as white as it is, we can save souls. We're also praying, dear Father, as we save these souls, we will bring them here and teach them what thus saith the Lord in order that they can teach others, so we can have a mighty army marching from earth to eternal glory. We're also praying, dear Father, we do all of these things and they find faithful in your eyesight. We ask that you would look down upon us and smile and say, we sing, well done. And if we can find peace with you, dear Father, we know that we can make heaven our home. We ask these prayers in Jesus' name and for his sake. Amen.
Amen.
We're so excited to start first to remember the sacrifice of Jesus Christ made for us by partaking the Lord's Supper. As we do so, let us sing number 337.